So, oh, hang on a second.
What was that? Oh,
sorry, I'm back. Sorry, someone was coming in the room. I had to mute my microphone.
Someone's coming into the recording studio. Tell them to say hi.
It's too late, they're gone. Ha ha.
Tough. Ah, damn.
The Webcomics Company Podcast. Visit www.webcomics.co.
So yeah, what did you want to ask me? I know we're off air, but what did you want to ask me, Luke? I'll be glad to answer your question.
I'm just wondering, so you've got, partly I'd be asking in ways that slightly say things I already know but allowed you to talk about it, but 200, so how many chapters of Eat the Pig are there?
It's divided up into six parts. They're essentially six chapters, but it's, yeah. So, I guess that would make less than 50 pages in each. They vary greatly. Like, some of them are much, much bigger than others. So, got sort of six parts that I hope. It's very interesting. I studied a bit of nonfiction writing in college last year, and it's sort of weird to to put frame sort of true events in chronological order, so then they make some kind of narrative sense. And I guess I tried to do that as best as I could, yeah. When I divided it up. But yeah, there's about 270 pages. By Friday, I will have 100, and I believe it's 102 scanned and arranged into like a book to put in my portfolio. And then the others. I sort of have a Christmas break coming up, so the other 170, we'll see how those go.
I really, really like it. It is the best thing that you have done.
Wow.
I really like it. I mean, I love non-fiction comics. I think there should be more. It really works well.
Thanks.
I see a bright future for you, young Healy.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, if you guys had some time and you'd at some point in the next couple of weeks and felt like proofreading the first 100 pages, that would be immensely helpful. But obviously, no pressure if you can't.
Well, when would you need that proofread by?
I have a couple of people who are super good at editing doing like a read through just to correct all of like the spelling errors from some of my friends in my course. So it wouldn't be so much that, but a lot of them have never read comics, and I feel like they'll just be breezing through to all the speech bubbles. So if maybe you guys wanted to sort of have a look at the pictures, yeah, and see if anything jars.
I mean, I'm a PhD student. I'm a first year PhD student, so I actually have reasonably flexible time frames. I'd be happy to do that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, I mean, I'll probably have all the pages scanned by Friday, and I could maybe send it over on Friday. It'll just be a PDF. It won't be a particularly sort of large file or anything, and I'm sure it won't take too long to get through.
Yeah. I might do some grammar checks as well. I was walking through university today, and I just there's so many grammar errors. This is the university. This is a centre of learning, and it's like the food shop had five items or less, and it's like, grrr.
That's disgraceful.
And if here's something: if the sign says "ladies' toilets," Shouldn't that have an apostrophe at the end?
Because
the equivalent would be men toilets.
Yes.
It should have an apostrophe after the S in
late. After the S. Yeah. It doesn't. That was in the library. The library. Oh, I felt so sad.
Oh, man.
That is very annoying. But nobody gets apostrophes, and I don't know why. They're easy.
It's such a dark place knowing what apostrophes do. I wish I didn't. I wish I didn't have to. I'm going to do a comic about this. I just sort of feel surrounded by these grammar. But anyway, yes, I will proofread some stuff.
That is brilliant. Absolutely. I'm hoping to have them printed I hope to have everything finished sort of by Friday and then, you know, just do corrections and get them printed and sent off. Because I'd love to know before Christmas about this postgrad and don't want to be sort of stressing, you know?
Yeah, that's good. One thing I'd suggest maybe is that because you've got the book and it's actually you've got essentially a completed book that would be saleable, I'd suggest not putting it on the net. Genuinely, I think you've got a chance of getting this published if you went to the right people. And some people would be less hesitant about publishing something that's been on the net at the moment. I mean, if you are going to put it on the net, do it somewhere other than Google Plus. Because I mean, I'm not a fan of Google Plus, and I don't think you're getting as many eyeballs as you could if you had it just on something more standard.
Interesting. I only really put it up there because I felt like really bad for not putting any comics on the internet for about 6 months. But you know, it was always going to be the first two chapters of Google Plus and then nothing.
Yeah.
But I take your point. I'll see. I mean, I was planning on sending it around to some people. I have a few people in mind, but it's the kind of people that you're going to have it finished before you can send us.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's sort of, it's weird, having, you know, put stuff online, and then, you know, and sort of getting whatever minimal feedback for a couple of years and then just having to do something with sort of no input. It's really weird. I won't lie.
Are you going to go back to Swanee Newt now or? So this is me almost just in. Are we still recording this, by the way?
We are, yes.
Okay, so we could actually.
We could put it up as a bonus.
Perhaps, I don't know. You might. So are you going back to Swanee Nook once you've done this? Or?
Yes, yeah. I still really like Swanee. I think that, to be honest, it's never been given much of a chance because I got up to, I think it was 40 pages the first time, and then I decided to restart it, and I put like a lot of work into it. And actually, I was arranging it as a book to send off with my portfolio, and I designed it so that all the spreads would fit together, you know, two pages facing, and man, they look so crisp in print, and I'm really really happy with how that's turned out, but. What I think was Swanee Nook was originally designed to be something that was like a real long haul. You know, I would just keep going until I got sort of bored with it. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to re-examine that and maybe write it out till it's, you know, a couple hundred pages long and then just sort of say, you know, that's it. That's what I'll do. And
that, would that mean know. Slightly changing the story to have it conclude?
Yeah, it would. I mean, I had a conclusion in mind, but I think that I've kind of gone off the idea of sort of like an endless thing. I think I could write it so that it ends, but there's maybe sort of like an open ending that if I wanted to go back to it and write more, I could maybe sort of plan like a second volume or something. But I just, yeah, it's tough because when you start a big project, and then you don't get very far in it. It's a little, I don't want to say it's like tough to deal with, but it's interesting that you can kind of look at it, you know, 40 pages in and think this, you know, like if you're being honest and sort of pragmatic, is that this might be all I ever get done to us. And I don't think that would be doing it justice, because I really, really like it. So hopefully over the Christmas break, I might get a page or two done in between all my scanning. By the way, I have the slowest scanner in the world, and I'm scanning at like 600 DPI, so it takes forever. It's a tough time to sort of sit there. Well, you know.
I have to say, I can sympathize. My first scanner, I used it for 14 years. It was attached. Whoa. Yeah, it was attached to a parallel port, and my printer had to run through it originally, so I had to turn the scanner on, then the printer, just to print things. It would scan an A4 page in about a minute at about 200 DPI.
Oh.
And if I wanted to go higher than that, its time increased exponentially. It could do up to 600 DPI, but it would take about 3 or 4 minutes to scan an A4 page.
Yeah, that's what mine's currently sort of doing.
Yeah, and it used to freeze the computer while it did it. So because it was the parallel port, it sent the information, the computer acknowledged it, and sent an acknowledgement back. Then it would send some more information. But the computer had to wait for every bit of information to come through. I couldn't do anything else.
Mine's like that because I scan through Photoshop, so it's not like I can be working on other documents, because it brings the whole scanning interface to the front, and you can't sort of move it away till it's all done. So it's a hassle. I might I don't know what I'll do, but you know, it's just one of those sort of things that you just have to get on with, I think.
Yeah, you use what you've got. Now the scanner broke, so we've ended up getting a printer scanner photocopier thing. And it's networked, so it just sits somewhere else now. And that's quite useful.
Yeah, it's handy. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what, guys? You know what? I'm about to say a thing. I think that it's going to be a good year. I'm calling it right now. 2012. That's the year. That's the year. Prepare yourselves.
Fair enough.
I hope you get the scholarships and stuff, because that sounds absolutely awesome.
And it would be so cool.
Yeah. Yes, fingers crossed.
Let's go. I have cunning plans for next year.
Oh.
Well, my cunning plan, it's not that cunning, is basically because I'm fairly well aware that I'm a better writer than I am artist, in fact, I when I was at Thought Bubble, I asked a certain cartoonist who I quite respect, John Allison. I said, John, what do you think of my comics? And he said, well, what you probably need to do, Luke, is hook up with an artist, basically. And I kind of know that. And so I was thinking, but what does this mean? So I don't have to stop drawing, because I don't want to, because I like drawing. And but what I was thinking is, I generally have more ideas than I can draw. So I was thinking, basically trying to recruit either an artist or maybe some artists, maybe just have sort of casual relationship with maybe a band of people, and see what could go on. So yeah, that's sort of my cunning plan. Is to hello?
Hello, sorry.
We're still here.
We're still here. I like the sound of that plan. I think that could be really interesting.
It sounds like a great idea.
Yeah,
you could end up as well, you could have a ragtag band of comic artists. You could be like Andy Warhol, the new Factory.
I'll see. I'm not going to stop drawing, because I like it, and I can draw decent enough for a reasonable sized group of people on the internet. But I think that if I perhaps, because I don't know if you were reading my comic 2 years ago, but when I did my finals, I had a month where I said, well, I've got some ideas, but I haven't got time to draw them. Would you guys do stuff? And some of those, some of the more popular things I've ever had up there, and there's like, well, maybe this is a cunning idea. So yeah, that's sort of the plan. So I'm not entirely sure exactly how to go about it, but yeah, that's the idea. Sorry, that's my 2012 plan. Basically, see who I can recruit.
That's cool. A good plan. I like that plan.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
What about you, Zoe? Pressure's on you now.
Oh, my plan for 2012. I don't know. To be honest with you, my entire life is up in the air at the moment, so we'll see. That's all I can say, because we're still recording. I'm not going to go into it too much.
That's fair enough. I'm sure it'll all work out amazing.
Yeah, providing I manage to get back out of hospital in January, I suppose.
Oh, amazing. It'll work out amazing.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, I was going to say positivity, but I don't like when people encourage positivity. I think that negativity is just as powerful.
Yeah. Normality would be nice.
Yes, I imagine that's sort of a good thing.
Did we do a podcast at the beginning of the year on New Year's resolutions?
We did.
Did we?
Yeah, we should probably we should probably listen to that and then see how we've got on.
If we did a 2012 one, we could listen back and see how little we pay attention to our 2011 ones.
I will bet you €100 that I have got nothing done off my resolution list. I probably just went completely different sort of direction.
I'm pretty sure I can guarantee at least one of my resolutions has been broken, because one of my resolutions was to do ink-proof canon.
How's that go? Did that start up again?
It did for one page.
Well, you know.
You can always tell when I'm in a manic phase, because I start up projects, and ink-proof canon is one that I'd love to keep going, but unless I'm really hyper and manic, I don't have the energy to do 3 comics every day.
You know, that's understandable. Mm. Very understandable. I don't even have the energy to do 1 every day. But seriously though, 2012, it's our year. Yeah? It's our year. I'm calling it now.
Cool.
Before it even happens, it's going to be our year.
Yeah, well, you have to put dibs on it's going to be my year, or else somebody else gets it, and it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be my year, but now you've stolen it.
No take
dibs,
backs.
Dibs on 2013.
It's actually funny. I was writing a CV, because I'm applying for an internship, and I put the Webcomics Company down as one of my publications.
Cool.
So, I'm not sure.
It's a publication.
It is a publication, yeah. I put down, and I know that you founded it, Zoe, but I put down co-founder and contributor.
You are a co-founder. It wouldn't have started
without you
guys. You're
on the first podcast.
Yeah, I guess.
The podcast would not have happened if you guys hadn't said yes. So you're a founder.
Oh, it's actually, we've been doing this a really long time. I didn't realize how long we've been doing it. It's like well over a year now. I'm going to check, hang on. Just because it doesn't feel like that long, but it must have been. Because I remember listening back to a podcast from a while ago, and Luke, you were saying that, oh, we've been doing this a year now. And I was like, what? We were doing it a year then. When's the first episode? The first episode was the 13th of September 2010. So, yeah, about a year, about 13 months. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Pretty cool. I like that. I would like to say I like when we have guests on.
Mm.
I think, you know, obviously the regular crew it's always, you know, a lot of fun to chat to you guys. But I don't know, I think the guests add sort of an extra dimension, especially when there's fewer of us available.
Yeah, I agree.
It's good. Like, who did we... The last couple have had people on, I think.
Evan Dam was that's pretty stellar, actually. You don't actually get much much more than that.
DAHM.
Damn.
Yeah, that was a really cool episode. And then the one before that we had Michael, and is it Giorgio? I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure we could convince him to come on almost any time, actually. He's sort of one of the people that Matt and I will generally hang around with when we go to when we're at a con. So,
cool.
So it shouldn't be too difficult. Yeah,
guests in the future. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
should keep that going. It's lots of fun. Who was it that had the idea? I think it was Matt who mentioned it last time. He was like, significant others of webcomic artists episode. I thought that would be funny.
That would be an interesting one.
Yes, yeah, I was slightly disturbed by the fact that it suggested that my significant other could be myself, because I have noticed a lot of bad things about me.
Oh dear, oh flippin' dear.
Actually, I take that back. No, we're not doing significant others, because the last thing I need is Jen telling all and sundry about all my weirdness.
We've had Jen on before, I think, actually.
Yeah, but I was here to control her.
So you can't just let her loose.
No, I'd have to bring her back next time to apologize.
Oh, actually, this just brings something to mind. Zoe, you put up a link to, I think it was the All Mouse Media website or something on Google+. That was like a press release about Jen meeting the mayor and mayoress. Yep. That was excellently written.
Oh, thank you.
Can I just say, because I read it, and then it didn't even click that it was a press release. And I'm like, I've been trained to recognize press releases. It didn't even click until I thought about it for a minute.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. We wanted it to sound interesting just to read.
Yeah, well, it was good because you wrote it like a news story, which means that a journalist would probably just copy and paste that into a paper, which is exactly what you want.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. But you've got to remember, my background is that I'm a writer, and I wanted it to be written like something you'd read rather than written as a press release.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, no, it just came, when I read it, it sort of came to mind after I'd read it, because I'm doing a PR class at the moment, and I was like, oh my god, that's exactly what I'm learning about. Cool. Fiends! Oh, you're the enemy.
Yep. I'm the enemy of many people. We have to get in line.
Journalists next on the end. But no, it was good. That just reminded me. And I wanted to compliment you on it, so there you go.
Thank you. I'm going to go and read that now to find out why I did.
No, just it was good. It was a news release, I think is the term.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, you basically just write a news story, and then I found a website, actually, journalism.com, and you take the text from a news story and you copy it and paste it into this website, and it'll tell you how much is taken from the press release. It highlights all the stuff that was taken directly from the press release. Cool. And it's shocking. And the Times of London are the worst.
Really?
They're terrible for us. It's unbelievable. Every day they have the top article.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah. So, yes, I can't hang on too much longer, unless there's something else you guys want to talk about that's sort of you wanted to ask or say or points to make. Yes?
Can't really think of anything else.
I'm spent. I'm happy because I draw a comic while doing the podcast. I'm now over a week ahead in comics.
So, oh
yeah, this might be the beginning of a buffer, which we'll get
quickly. You know how far in front I am?
3 hours.
Nope, I'm two behind.
It's okay, I'm 6 months behind, so you beat me.
Okay.
Alright, guys, alright, I'm gonna head.
Okay, that's enough.
Lovely chat
to
you.
Good to you guys.
Yeah, great to see you again. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Webcomics Company podcast.